Right now it's 446 WDEV, AM and FM, WDEVradio.com. We're going out to the phone line, bringing our guy Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swat Lumber, Vermont, and upstate New York's most complete locally owned home center. Locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swat Lumber, also Rouse's Point, New York. They're online at sticksandstuff.com. Kyle, how are you?
I am doing well. I'm doing well. I'm just keeping an eye on the weather. It looks like the majority of the interesting stuff is going to miss us here in Franklin County, but most of the rest of the state is going to get it overnight, so everybody just be safe out there.
Let me ask you a question that I was talking with a buddy recently. Buddy's just bought a house. He's hanging his first ever Christmas lights at this house. However, the part he's hanging them on is brick. And he's trying to figure out how to hang Christmas lights to brick. You know, they have those command strip hooks. He learned that those don't really stick to brick or aren't designed to stick to brick. He's trying to put tape on them and is worried about damaging the brick. How would you go about hanging Christmas lights on brick?
So the first thing that he's going to want to do is figure out if it's something that he's going to want to do every year. If it is something he wants to do every year, the best thing to do is to get some expandable hollow wall anchors and actually pre-drill using a hammer drill or a regular drill into the mortar joint, not the brick itself, but the softer mortar joint that's in between those bricks. And then you can put a hollow wall anchor in there and then just screw like a small cup hook into that so it'll expand in the hole that you drilled. And then you leave them there. You know, you don't have to take them down. And then, you know, when you're done at the end of the season, take your Christmas lights down, fold them up, put them away, and then next year undo the giant knot of Christmas lights and put them back up on the cup hooks that are already up there.
That sounds great, but I'm not sure this person is really drill savvy.
Okay, well, maybe you just put one of those things in your lawn that shoots the lasers at your house then.
There, yes, that's probably better suited, no doubt about that. What else you got for us today?
So a couple weeks ago, we did go through a little bit of a change. So Swat and Lumber is now known as Sticks and Stuff. So I'll just let everybody know that. So all six locations are now being referred to as Sticks and Stuff. There was a little bit of confusion, you know, over the last little bit. People saying, hey, you opened a place in Rouse's Point, and that's Sticks and Stuff, and Swat and Lumber is still Swat and Lumber. And they had questions, you know, if I buy something in this location, can I return it to this location even though it's a different name? So to alleviate that confusion, a couple of weeks ago, they made the decision to kind of rebrand the whole company. So the whole company is now Sticks and Stuff. So other than that, locations are exactly the same thing, same reset, same tools, same products. It's just, yeah, we just kind of did away with the specific Swat and Lumber brand. Hopefully make it easier for everybody.
Well, that certainly sounds easy for everyone. Any tips for us or sales or things we need to know ahead of the holiday or what?
The sale flyer is still active. People have been taking advantage of that. We've been selling quite a bit of Milwaukee power tools. I know there's a couple in the flyer. I talked about some of the DeWalt bench top models, the bigger tools that are on sale. The biggest thing people have been interested in lately has been, salt and sand. Some people go out to their shed or their, you know, galvanized garbage can that they have outside, and they realize they're getting a little bit low, so people have been stocking up on that. Looks like it's going to be kind of a hit-or-miss weather week for people, and it's a lot easier to have that bag of sand and salt at home than it is to, you know, really need it in a slippery driveway and have to go to the store and get it. So definitely that's been selling really well. Galvanized garbage cans to keep that stuff in outside, and then a lot of scoops. You know, we got a couple different varieties. We got some galvanized hand scoops. People use them for both salt sand. Sometimes they use them for birdseed. We got some poly ones if it's something you want to leave in there so that it doesn't rust and react with the salt. So lots of good options, but definitely a good idea to get that stuff before the bad weather blows in.
Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff. It's going to take me a long time to say Sticks and Stuff and Swan Lumber.
So
Sticks and Stuff in all of those locations, Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and over in Swanton as well as Rouse's Point. Congratulations on that. We'll see how many weeks it takes me to get it fully right. But, hey, the names have changed, but the great store is still the same. So, Kyle, be well, my friend, and we will catch up again in 7 days.
All right, everybody, drive safely.
All right, there he goes.